We got pretty excited about food culture in Hawaii in the 1990s and created the groundwork to go even further.
I was fortunate enough to be in Los Angeles when they had the California cuisine movement.
In the 1970s, chef-restaurateur Roy Yamaguchi was training at prestigious restaurants just as fresh, new cuisine with a reverence for ingredients was emerging in California.
It changes people's lives, not only for themselves, because now they're doing something that they really enjoy and it was exciting. And, you know, the customers that were going to those restaurants felt cool, you know. You felt like, hey, this has a great vibe.
Yamaguchi says his first restaurant, 385 North in L.A., sported pink lights, stainless steel, and baggy designer outfits for the staff in gray with multiple zippers. The food was innovative as well, what Roy called Euro-Asian cuisine.
You know, growing up in Hawaii, Roy's kind of the man, you know?
Chris Kajioka, chef and owner of Senya and soon Bar Maze, is part of a new generation of Hawaii chefs.
And he kind of really brought a lot of credibility to Hawaii because he was kind of the rising star in L.A. Coming to Hawaii, people are wondering why. He kind of notched all the things that you're supposed to do before you open a restaurant.
Alan Wong is a classically trained Hawaii chef who, with Yamaguchi, was among the 12 founders of Hawaii Regional Cuisine, HRC, in 1991. He says they had two goals. First, to develop an agricultural network in Hawaii.
The second goal of the HRC guys was to tell everyone, the world, simply that there was a new cuisine happening in Hawaii.
Certainly the doors opened to a whole generation of local chefs, and excitement began to grow about food culture in Hawaii. The first wave of chefs was largely rigorously trained. I asked Chef Wong if aspiring chefs today are willing to work as hard.
In general, I don't think so. You hear them apply for jobs at 18 years old, right out of culinary school. In the interview, they talk about work-life balance. I think it's important, but right off the bat, you know, work-life balance, I cannot understand that. This profession is not an easy profession. You have to be about doing something daily, consistently, striving to become better every day.
Few would truly care that much. Here's Kajioka.
The local food movement is not what it is without Roy, without Alan, without Mambro. I'm happy to be in that conversation, but there's more that we can push it for sure.
Hawaii regional cuisine peaked in the 1990s. Where to next? Not sure, but we'll look at one chef's process for getting there. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.